At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, man cave. What's going on, buddies?
Man cave.
CNR in for Dan Patrick, the Dan Patrick hat trick. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the 2023 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. Extraordinary is just one test drive away. Learn more at mbusa.com.
That's Rich Davis. He smells like chlorine and farts from Schlitterbahn, the water park he was at yesterday, celebrating 4th of July, lots of hot dogs. And, of course, the rest of us are here in L.A.
We just smell like farts.
Yeah, but you have to respect Rich. He doesn't fart around his wife.
Yeah, I do respect that. You got to keep the romance alive.
You know, I'll tell you who does. Present. Spots together.
Yes, because I have to live a comfortable life in my own house.
That's gross, though. It's rancid.
It's gross.
Yeah. Oh, please.
That is rancid.
Shut the door. Your wife has hopefully never seen you going to the bathroom.
Well, I shut the door, but if I get a little gassy, I'm not running to another room.
You should never tell your wife, pull my finger, Spot.
I'd never tell her to pull my finger, but if something happens, it happens.
We're going to get to a bunch of stuff this hour in the world of sports and entertainment, but I do want to bring up one thing. We talked about this plane lady in Dallas, American Airlines. Joel, do you mind playing the clip one last time?
Viral story.
I'm telling you, I'm getting the f*** off, and there's a reason why I'm getting the f*** off, and everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it. I don't give two f***, but I am telling you right now, that mother f*** back there is not real. And you can sit on this plane and you can f*** die with them or not. I'm not going to.
Whoa. Would you get off that plane?
Bye. Who was dead already?
Yeah, she was insinuating she either saw someone or the guy she was talking to is not alive and he's dead. Whatever the case may be.
Shapeshifter.
You know, during the break, maybe it was a puppet.
Maybe it was a dummy. Maybe Jeff Dunham was on the plane.
It was that nine-foot-tall alien from Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
The big eyes.
Jeff Dunham.
It was a ventriloquist dummy.
It says a lot about how superstitious or shook you could get. You know what my wife said? She just hit me up. She goes, I was listening to your last hour. She goes, you guys are crazy. I would get off the plane.
Yeah.
I'm like, you would get off the plane if a woman...
You would think that was a sign, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't take that chance. Like Spot said, it's the final destination generation that's like, nope, I've seen this movie. I'm getting off.
Exactly. It's like, why isn't it better to be safe than sorry?
All right, Spot. A great example, like I said, this weekend we're going to a big NBA party and festival in Las Vegas for the show, for Fox Sports. My wife is going to join us. I said, so you're telling me, Friday afternoon, when we're done doing the Dan Patrick hat trick, and you and I get our little carry-on, we go to the San Antonio airport to Vegas, if someone on our plane stood up and they're like, well, I'm freaking out, we're all going to die, you'd say, babe, we're getting off the plane.
You got to assess the situation too, though, Rich. This woman seemed to have it all sort of together. They said she was drunk. She didn't look drunk. She seemed alarmed. It looked like she believed what she was saying. She wasn't stumbling around. She didn't look like a hobo, right? She looked like a normal woman who just sort of had a moment. That's what makes it even more believable. It makes it more like, oh.
Yeah, she probably was so normal that I bet they didn't book her another flight that day.
Yeah, I don't think so.
She probably stayed overnight in that city.
I've been waiting to see an update. I want to hear from her.
She stayed at the local hospital, please believe me.
Hey, you know what, Joel? It's interesting. I wonder, what happens to that woman? Does she get to fly again? Is she in major trouble? And I ask this because if she's like, I don't know what to tell you. I saw something. If they put her on some psychiatric hold, is she banned from the airline for putting up that scene? I'll give you an analogy. At the, I believe it was the Mets-Giants game the other day, did you see the dude that fell onto the field? And he immediately put his hands up. He's like, I'm not some jerk that's like trying to run the field. He's holding his nose. Like, he actually fell over the outfield wall onto the field. And they let the guy go back to his seat. They're like, dude, it was an accident. We saw, and go back to your seat. Does this woman get like some type of, oh, you were freaking out, you could book your flight later?
Or we actually have a soundbite from that guy, Rich. Whoa!
So dumb.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
My bad.
Continue.
My bad.
Continue. Thank you, Joel.
I fell out the seat.
Thank you, Joel. Thanks, Joel, for the soundbite.
I'm so torn on whether or not people would get off this flight. And you're right, Spot. What if you didn't, and then all of a sudden that was your demise? And it's like, dude, you were warned.
Or if you got off the flight and got on a different one, and it was the different one that had an issue.
Yo, dude, I had one time. I'll tell you a quick story, and then we got other important things to discuss.
Oh, yes.
I got in a car like The Hitchhiker. Remember the show The Hitchhiker way back on a Wednesday?
Yo,
I got in a car.
I got
in a car
with
a stranger. I got in a car with a stranger.
Okay,
I was waiting for a bus, and they said, the bus isn't coming. I'm like, the bus isn't coming. I got to get to work. I worked in New York City. It was very normal to take the bus, public transportation, into Manhattan. So I'm sitting out there like, well, what do? Some guy pulls up and he's like, you going to the city? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, get on in.
What?
Yeah. So I'm not a hitchhiking kind of guy. I got in his car and he looked at me a little weird. And then there was a voice in my head that said, this isn't right. Get out of the car. Right? So I looked at the guy. He looked at me and I'm like, pull over. And he said, no, it's a cardigan, but thanks. And I'm like, no. I'm like, pull over. And he's like, what? And dude, we're on a major highway. And I'm like, and I just was trusting my instinct. I'm like, I don't feel right about this. He's like, it's cool, dude. I'm like, no, it's not. And he pulled over to the side. I'm like, later, and left me on the side of the road because I was not getting in the car with this dude. I felt like he was about to, like, do something to me. I did. I felt like it was about to go down. And if he didn't let me out of the car, you know, something was going to happen. Like, something bad was going to happen. I didn't trust his face. I didn't trust his vibe. I didn't know what he was going to hold me hostage. I didn't know what was going on.
Hostage.
So I was like, yeah, get me out of here. Sometimes you got to trust your instinct, Rich. How about that kid that wasn't supposed to go in the Ocean Gate submarine? He was like, nah, I don't want to go. And his dad was like, yeah, but it'd mean a lot to me for Father's Day. And he's like, yeah, but I don't want to.
Yeah, now he's mush.
Well, that lady's voice she was using was really makes her convincing as well, because she was going high in the right high spots.
And she didn't look drunk. That's the thing.
What if she got on the next plane and said, that MFR is there too?
Yeah, he's still here.
He's following me. Oh, you know, it's fun. Yeah, but then again, you could start seeing things. I'll tell you what. Remember those Tyson ear edibles that he gave me in Vegas? Have a couple of those. You might start seeing things. So maybe she has.
He gave you? You mean the ones that were left over on the bottom of the duffel bag that you bought?
Oh, yeah, those. No, but Danny G, side note, his people sent me a nice package at my house. So I will say.
This might be a great endorsement for some
edible. She should get some kind of edible commercial.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff. These are strong.
Think about what people do to put themselves at ease on a flight. They take a sleeping pill. They take an edible. They'll drink a couple glasses of red wine at the bar ahead of time at the airport. Maybe she was a little hopped up on something. Maybe something didn't sit right. Maybe she took like a melatonin and mixed it with wine, and all of a sudden she starts seeing things. But I don't know if I'm getting off that plane. Spot, you are getting off. My wife is getting off the plane. It's wild to think some people would let a crazy person dictate their travel. Yeah,
if it's a if I can hop on a new flight within like an hour, I'll do it. If it's like a once a day, you know, flight to Tahiti, I might reconsider and might just do it.
Hey, they replaced that crew, man. Something was going on.
Something was going on.
Yeah, you don't know. Hey, maybe she did see something.
I have that feeling all the time, though. Have you ever changed flights?
Don't discount that possibility. Don't discount that there's aliens amongst us. We don't know.
Have you ever changed the flight last minute, and then the whole time you're on the new flight, you're like, if something happens, it was my bad decision to change my flight.
I mean, you have those passing thoughts. Yeah,
all the time. Yeah,
kind of forget them. So we're Covino and Rich. That was a big story over the weekend, and we'll probably discuss it in further detail on our Patreon later today. We still have other things to do and other things to get to on this show. Hey, Rich, just another side thought I had. Another side story from the weekend. There was this big swanky party in the Hamptons. Did you see this?
No, I saw J-Lo and Ben playing pickleball, and I was like, oh, even they're involved now. They're playing pickleball over the weekend.
That's a growing sport, as we've discussed many times. A lot of old people getting injured because they're like, well, I can play pickleball, right? Until their hip gives out. And now it's a lot of hospital visits as a result. But a bunch of dudes
named Ebenezer have bad hips in the hospital with pickleball.
Michael Rubin's Hamptons White Party was this weekend. And apparently it's a big swanky event, right? And by the looks of it, it was.
Well, all these celebs go out to the Hamptons for the summer.
Now I have a two-prong thought on this big swanky event.
How do we get an invite?
I've been invited to like theme parties before. I remember our buddy Nico had like a Pink party one time. And the artist Pink was not performing. It was everybody wears pink.
And people do that,
I said to myself, because I was such a D-bag, I was like, I'm not wearing pink.
Wait, what?
Because I'm a different man. I'll explain.
Oh, huh?
You have to learn, you have to grow. And you learn from your mistakes, and that's prong one of this story, part one. I was so in my zone of, I don't do that. I actually showed up. Everyone's wearing pink, and I was the only guy wearing blue. And when you look back at those pictures, I want to punch myself in the face. At the time, I didn't care at all. I was like, I stood my ground. I'm not wearing pink. I didn't wear pink. I just didn't like it. I didn't feel right about it. I didn't have anything pink. And again, this is like early 2000s. I was not progressive. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel right. And I didn't. And I was wrong. Years later, I did go to an all-white party dressed in white because I didn't want to be that jerk. And that's just what I was. I was a jerk. So I learned. I grew. Now, everyone's wearing white at this really swanky party over the weekend in the Hamptons, and lots of big names are there, man. Kevin Durant, Donovan Mitchell, Embiid, Harden, Odell Beckham Jr., Mbappe's there, but Tom Brady is there looking handsome in all white, and he's posing with Jay-Z in all white. It's an all-white party.
Man, big names there, huh?
Big names.
Oh, you got to look at this guest list.
Yeah, I mean,
it's insane.
From superstar athletes to superstar entertainers.
Ben and J-Lo.
Yeah. Everybody who's anybody.
So they weren't at the water park yesterday?
No, exactly.
The Kardashians.
And they didn't care about Joey Chestnut either, I'm sure. Now, the Kardashians were there.
Kevin Hart.
You got to remember now, Tommy's single,
living it up. So my random question is, I wanted you to see the growth in me, first of all, because if I do go to this party one day.
Leo DiCaprio was there.
I'll be wearing all white because I'm not too cool anymore, right? Hey, what do you guys, it's all white? I'll wear that, fine.
You think you're cooler than Leo DiCaprio?
No, but I do want to know who's cooler, Tom Brady or Jay-Z. Because Jay-Z, amongst most circles in the world of hip-hop and music, not even hip-hop, he transcends hip-hop. He's just a mogul, a businessman. He's not a businessman, he's a businessman. Man, people say he's the GOAT, man. He's the GOAT of hip-hop. He's the guy. And then
he's captured
the
culture right there.
Yeah. So, and then you got him with Tom Brady, and it just dawned on me, like, that's a power picture right there. Who is more mammoth? You know how we used to debate these things, Rich, back in the day?
Yeah.
Who's more mammoth? Who do you give that nod to? Tom Brady or Jay-Z in that moment? Again, this is Fox Sports Radio, so I know most people will lean Tom Brady.
Yeah, I love Tom.
I don't think they would. I love Tom Brady, but Jay-Z is a bigger name.
Really?
I'm sorry, what? Are you serious?
Yeah, Tom Brady, dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's why I'm posing the question.
I I love Tom Brady, and I'm not even a Patriots or Bucks fan. I'm a Niners fan. But I admire Tom Brady, and I think he's a winner, and I think he's cool, and I think Tom Brady's a good dude. But if you're going to ask me who's a bigger star,
music
who's more
and
mammoth?
Sports, both a young man's game. So we got two legends here. We got
Jay-Z.
The greatest to do it.
Jay-Z, hands
yeah, but
down.
I'll tell you what.
No, it's not hands down,
and I'll explain why.
Come on,
Jay-Z
dude.
Being the GOAT is debatable. Tom Brady being the GOAT is not debatable.
That's true.
So I don't know how it's so hands down.
But yeah. Because you're talking about a guy who almost represents a whole culture.
No, and I'll tell you why.
Tom Brady loves to throw football. Jay-Z.
No, because Jay-Z, yes, there's statistics in sports. Is Jay-Z like the all-time selling artist of all time? Nah, I don't think so.
He became like a mogul.
His music is subjective.
Like he became, you know, like a almost like a Dr. Dre, like a Dr. Dre level. Where
I think
it's like
a fair debate.
He encompasses a lot.
He has Beyonce.
And he has Beyonce.
And Tom Brady had Giselle and anybody he wants.
Imagine
anyone.
Being Beyonce and looking
yeah,
at Jay-Z.
Yeah, but Beyonce's big.
Tom Brady was never in a Hawaiian Sophie video.
That's true.
I love Hawaiian Sophie. It's a huge fan.
I love that song.
Eminem outshined Jay-Z on his own song.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. It's debatable. A lot of people would say even Nas was a better lyricist. Maybe Lil Wayne. I'm sorry, Lil Wayne. There's so many names in that mix. You know, Biggie Smalls.
Rakim.
Of course, Jay-Z's one of the GOATs, and people would say he is the GOAT. But everybody knows Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Tom Brady is the GOAT.
So even if you don't like Tom Brady, you're like, yeah, he's the GOAT. He's the Michael Jordan. He's the GOAT. He's the Wayne Gretzky. Because, look, Jordan's debatable, right? That's why we talk about LeBron all the time. So I saw this picture. A lot of big names were there. A lot of big names in sports and entertainment. And I think it's a matter of what you prioritize, too. It's like, do you prioritize entertainment and music? The business side of both guys, you got to factor in.
Covino, did you just say that Brady's bigger than Gretzky?
No. I said Gretzky's an undeniable GOAT.
I think Tom Brady made a bigger impact than Gretzky. Gretzky, people don't care about hockey as much as football. And I don't think anyone's... I think Tom Brady's bigger than Gretzky, if you want to put it that way, culturally.
Well, I'm saying, again, don't lose focus on the question.
Okay.
Tom Brady or Jay-Z
okay.
in overall mimethody of
I'm
awesome.
Looking, who I'm looking is, right now.
Yeah.
I love mimethody.
yeah.
In a world of mimethody, I'm looking at Tom Brady's Instagram, right? And he posted a bunch of pictures. And clearly people want to hang around Tom because he's the man and... It's probably fun to catch up. Now, I'm looking at picture one. James Harden, Michael Rubin, Devin Booker. Tom Brady's, I think, more popular than everyone in that photo. Next picture, him with Robert Kraft. Owner, but, you know, Tom Brady sort of made that team. Then there's another photo with, Travis Scott. Tom Brady's bigger. Here's a picture of him with Micah Parsons. Tom Brady's bigger. Here's a picture of him and Jay-Z. I think Jay-Z's... a bigger, more popular name globally.
I'm curious as to why you think that.
Globally,
internationally, music transcends further than sports. Internationally, Covino, that's a great argument.
Covino, you're talking about NFL football's big here, and it's starting to go national. But he's no Ronaldo. He's no, you know, Messi or it's Tom Brady who plays American football. Versus Jay-Z, whose records and songs and culture his culture has spread. Around the world.
Internationally, Jay-Z may have him beat. I think more people are still more excited to see Tom Brady here in America, though. I really do. Your thoughts, 877-99 on Fox. It was a power picture for sure. A lot of powerful people at this party over the weekend. Tom Brady, Jay-Z, who's the real GOAT in that photo?
That's a good question. I mean, think about it. Jay-Z is partners with the NFL. Tom Brady was the biggest star of the NFL. Tom Brady... has TB12. Jay-Z's got all his side businesses as well. So, I mean, they're both huge stars. So it's a good question for you to debate, 877-99 on Fox or at Covino and Rich. Who's a bigger global
Covino,
star?
Do you think that him winning more titles helps him? I mean, winning titles, does that make a difference between him and Jay-Z that he's won, like, sports titles?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, titles are what makes this even a conversation.
And remember, every athlete wanted to be a rock star. And every rock star rapper wanted to be an athlete. So there's a mutual respect there. But Yeah, Tom Brady's got those rings.
Well, winning titles, though, in music, the equivalent is platinum records and diamond records, which Jay-Z has.
Jay-Z has both. That's why it's a really great
battle.
Debate.
It's a real battle.
So, again, we'll continue this and more. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. And whether you're gathering around the barbecue or the kitchen table, any great summer get-together starts with food. And food has to be fun, delicious, and shareable. That's why King's Hawaiian is making Slider Sunday the next great weekly mealtime ritual and the perfect way to enjoy your summer. Who's in for Slider Sunday?
I'm in. Now, with so many great slider combinations, it all starts with King's Hawaiian. By the way, we had King's Hawaiian the Little Ones on standby yesterday. Who doesn't? Whether it's their original Hawaiian sweet rolls, the pre-sliced slider buns, or their perfectly sweet and salty pretzel slider buns. If you're looking for a little recipe inspiration, go to kingshawaiian.com. On the site, you'll find their carne asada baked sliders. Ooh, a layer of refried beans spread on the original Hawaiian sweet slider bun. And then you add that carne asada and shredded Mexican cheese and dress it with a little sour cream or guac. Are you kidding me?
Wow. So however you're enjoying the summer barbecue with friends, getting together with the family, King's Hawaiian wants you to make every Sunday a Slider Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli section in your local store. Pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and enjoy.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe. I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got Joel on the ones and twos, man. Always fun working with Joel. Of course, Danny G is our super producer of the Covino and Rich Show. In for Dan Patrick. The Dan Patrick hat trick continues. We're here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's a Wednesday that definitely feels like a Monday. Dan Byers on your updates, spots on the videos. If you want to see what we do, go to @CovinoandRich on social media. You can chime in there or call us now at 877-99 on Fox. We're here in L.A. Rich is in Texas, and we hope you enjoyed your 4th of July weekend like Tom Brady and Jay-Z did. They were at this super swanky party, man. Want that invite one day.
Swank.
Yeah, it was this guy Michael Rubin had a Hamptons 4th of July get-together, all white, meaning everyone's wearing white, and every superstar in sports and entertainment was there. And there was this picture of Tom Brady and Jay-Z floating around. We posted it at Covino and Rich on our Instagram story if you want to see it and chime in there. And it poses the question, because you see two forms of greatness. Greatness in the world of entertainment and hip-hop and business with Jay-Z. The dude's done it all. I mean, he's got his queen. He's got Beyonce, too. He's kept the family together. You could factor that in.
Oh, that is a fact. Yeah, If you're going to do a tale of the tape, that's part of it, right?
And Tom
built a house in Miami. Come on now.
Yeah, but Tom Brady's all, you know, he's so great. He's the GOAT. He's got 7 championships. He did it all right. He had his beautiful wife. He has a beautiful family, also a businessman. Who's the GOAT of GOATs? Who's the bigger superstar? It just poses a great debate when you see all these powerful people together. I imagine being at that party, Rich, right? Trying to manifest this moment. And who would I be more impressed to say I was partying with, Jay-Z or Tom Brady? The answer for me, even though I'm a Jay-Z fan, is Tom Brady, because Jay-Z's still debatable. That's what I'm leaning on. There's a lot of people that say, nah, Jay-Z's not the GOAT. Eminem's the GOAT. Jay-Z's not the GOAT. Nas is the GOAT. Tom Brady's the GOAT. He's the guy.
The GOAT.
So, and Joel's agreeing. He's a Lions fan. So,
and a Wolverine.
Live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. What says you? We got a lot of people on hold, Rich. 877-99 on Fox.
Let's hear it. During the break, I said I'm down here in Texas visiting family. I asked my mother-in-law, who's in her 60s.
Yeah. But that's a fun assessment.
I know. Yeah. She's like, I'd say Jay-Z.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, I asked my niece, who's 17, and she said, I would say Jay-Z.
So they didn't go see the Tom Brady movie?
But then again, they are not big sports fans. But I doubt they're big Jay-Z fans either. They just, in their minds, think Jay-Z is a bigger name.
I think bigger name is a different question.
I asked an old lady on a train. And she had no idea who Jay-Z was.
Now, Joel, have you ever seen that clip? It's one of my favorite. The old lady sitting next to Jay-Z on the New York City
subway. You must be famous.
Like, yeah. You seem popular.
And it seems like a lot of people know you. Who are you?
Yeah, I'm Jay. Oh, nice to meet you, Mr. Jay.
If you don't know what we're talking about, definitely worth looking up later on. Jay-Z's on a train next to an old lady.
Oh,
and other people, you know who he is. She has no idea who he is.
It's great.
So,
yeah, they both used to sponsor products.
I mean, that is true. I mean,
I think it's a fun debate.
He's such a businessman. But
yeah,
again,
on the
Tom
business
Brady,
side of things, he ran a major record label, which is a huge accomplishment for a rap artist.
He stole it.
It's still a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, but also keep in mind, Tom Brady's one of the few athletes that has a whole brand on his own that people respect. TB12, he's got workouts and supplements and shakes and everything and books. So, hey, let's go to the phone calls and we'll... We'll wrap this up. Who do we got, Covino?
Let's start in Ohio. We got Mad Max. Jay-Z versus Brady. Who's more mammoth?
What's up, brothers? How y'all doing, man? Y'all got a great show going on, man.
Thank you. I like what
y'all was talking about earlier. And hands down, man, it's not even a debate, man. End the show, go home, have some drinks, guys. Hey, it's Tom Brady, man.
I agree.
This is an individual win, man. Like, there's a lot of great rappers that's going to come in the future. But nobody is going to surpass Tom Brady. Even though I'm a Bronco fan, go Broncos. But Tom Brady, he has 7 rings. He's lost 3 in the championship. even though Jordan is probably a greater star to me than Tom Brady because he never lost, but Tom Brady, man, he's done something nobody's ever going to probably do in the future. Jay-Z is just another great rapper. There's tons of great rappers. It's Tom Brady, man. So thank you.
Thanks, Max.
Hey, I mean,
Max,
Tom gave us Gronk. Jay-Z gave us Beyonce and Rihanna. He found Rihanna.
How about B.I.G., right?
Yeah.
P.O.P.P.A. Now, Rich and I have been fortunate enough to come up the ranks of Maxim Magazine, Maxim Radio. We did Maxim Radio years ago on Sirius XM.
Yeah.
And we would go to all these swanky Maxim parties back in the day. We were at a Maxim Super Bowl party, and I'll never forget this. It was Tom Brady playing slap ass, palling around with A-Rod at a party that we were at. And I just remember looking and saying, you know, that is like such a VIP moment right there. And just seeing Tom Brady in his element chilling, yo, he had an aura about him. You're like, yo, that's somebody. That's Tom Brady.
Yeah,
I don't know if I feel the same way about Jay-Z.
Here's the thing. You got to put your own personal feelings aside. And I'm doing that for this one. Because
I'm not. Dude, I am too. I like Jay-Z.
No. If you ask me personally, who do I think is the bigger star that means more to me? I'm a big NFL fan. I like hip-hop, but I'm not a big hip-hop head where I'd be like, yo, Jay means so much to me. Tom Brady, to me, is a superstar that I would love to meet, talk to him, sit down with him. Same with Jay-Z, but I've interviewed Jay-Z, and I've had good conversations.
That's what I'm telling you. So have I. And honestly, was it memorable? Rich and I have interviewed Jay-Z. Right? Danny G, I'm sure you've crossed paths with him too.
Yeah.
As a hip hop guy.
I stuck the phone in his face and put him on the 50,000 watt station one night. He got mad.
I know that legendary story. You know, he has a little bit of an attitude about it. Again, years ago, this is our experience. I'm still a fan. It doesn't matter. I'm a fan from Hawaiian Sophie days. And he didn't want us to take a picture with him. He gave us that rock star. I don't think Tom Brady would do that to us. I don't. You know, there's something about an athlete that makes him a little more likable and down to earth to me. You know, these music guys are a little artsy, a little different. They could tell you, nah, I don't want to take a picture. Again, I'm just giving you the pros and cons.
I love Tom Brady, but when I saw him, he hey buddied me, and I was like, all right. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I thought you said he headbutted you.
He hey buddied me. That's worse.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, buddy.
Yo, one quick thing, though, that Max said on the studio lines right now. He said there's going to be a lot of great rappers in the future. What points to that? Because, I mean, if you're talking J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar, and they're not new anymore, but there's not a lot of MCs coming out right now that, you know, are making people turn their heads like,
not on that
oh, my God, that's a future legend right there.
That is true.
So, again, Tom Brady and Jay-Z taking pictures
Jay-Z
together.
Jay-Z looks like a quarterback. You ever see the comparison with him and Troy Aikman? they do look alike.
I
think you guys are convincing me. I think I'm starting to move more toward the Tom Brady.
All right. Thank you, okay. Joel. Joel and Danny G on the phones, 877-99 on Fox. And, again, at Covino and Rich. We got Paul in L.A.
Yo, Paul, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, boys. So, as a longtime diehard Raider fan, since they moved to Vegas and from Oakland to LA, from LA, I couldn't stand Tom Brady my entire childhood. But there's no debate that Jay-Z is not the GOAT. Because if Biggie hadn't passed away, Jay-Z wouldn't even be relevant. Nas was more relevant than Jay-Z for that time. So
that's why I'm saying there's so much debate there. There's so much debate, not to take away from Jay-Z, but there's so much debate, so many question marks. They're both hugely successful. I'm a fan of both. Thank you, Paul. Let's go to Mike in Wisconsin. You're on the Covino and Rich Show in for Dan Patrick. What's up, Mike?
Hey, I'm 61. I'm from Texas, where football is king. I'm a classic rocker, not a hip-hop guy. And I want to tell you, without a question, it's Jay-Z.
Wow. All right, why, though?
Yeah.
Brady's accomplishments are in a narrow field. Jay-Z is just a bigger mogul, no question.
More of a mogul.
Hey, I like the questions, or your question of the day here. Good debate. I'll take it offline and listen in. Good stuff, guys.
Hey, thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks
for chiming in. That was a good call. Let's go to Mo in Arizona. Maybe one or two more to wrap it up.
Yo, Mo!
Jay-Z versus Brady. Who's more mammoth? What's up?
Okay, look, unless you're a Patriots fan, who cares about Brady? I mean, you could say he's the GOAT, but that's debatable also because I'm a Niners fan. I would take Montana over him. like, it's just because he has more rings.
There it is.
Bill Russell has more rings than Jordan, but who's the GOAT, right? So let's not go there. I mean, like, that's easy. Like, if you don't – you see Jay-Z, you're like, oh, crap, that's Jay-Z. Not to mention you stole my thunder with the Beyonce debate, but – it's easy, Jay-Z.
Yo, let me ask you, as a Niners fan, side question, not to be ADD, who's our quarterback this year? I'm a Niners guy, too. Trey Lance, Brock Purdy, or Sam Darnold?
Oh, we going Purdy, man, all the way.
Purdy? Purdy all the way? All right.
Good call, Mo. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate
Purdy
that
ain't healthy, is he?
He's going to be back. He'll be ready.
He'll be ready, is what they're saying.
Week 9.
You know, the Beyonce factor definitely puts Jay-Z a little further than I was giving him credit for, because that says a lot. He kept the family together despite infidelities and problems. I mean, everybody has problems, right? He kept it together, though.
You convinced me, Covino. It's Jay-Z.
You know what? I will. You know,
so back and forth, Joel.
Jay-Z, Tom Brady. Could I say one thing? For two guys that are majorly in the spotlight, it seems like they're both good dads. I know that sounds corny to say,
no,
but
it
seems like they're both involved dads,
of
which
course.
Is, you know. By the way, I'm looking at I put up a Twitter poll a few minutes ago, and the up-to-date right now is that Tom Brady has a slight lead in the Twitter poll.
I don't know. To me, he just garners so much respect amongst the league and his peers and his colleagues. Like, you know, I know Jay-Z does too, but not as much. People, like, fawn over Tom Brady. You know, they talk about Tom Brady the way old guys talk about Babe Ruth.
Hey, buddy. Wow.
Yeah, you got hey, buddy.
Hey, bud.
One last phone call.
All right, cool.
We'll wrap it up with Shane. Shane in Des Moines, you're on the show.
You know, as great as Brady and Jay-Z are, let's talk about Danny G. I'd rather meet Danny G. He worked for Clay Travis. He worked for Ben Maller. He won a Benny on the Ben Maller show. You can keep your Grammy and your Super Bowl. Give me the guy that won a Benny.
You know
I want
what?
Danny G.
I don't blame you. Danny G is a swell fella.
I mean, Danny G, your resume between Clay Travis, Ben Maller,
now Camino. Just show us a picture of Danny G at the party, and we'll vote for him. Where's his picture?
Danny G has the better voice of all of them, I'll tell you that. That's hands down. And he's the better producer for sure.
And I think he'd vote for Tommy because he's just hired him for the Raiders.
You know what, Danny G, wrap it up, in fact, since Shane wants to hear from you and meet you anyway. You're a hip-hop guru. It's where you built your career, but you also love your sports.
Yeah,
as
so
a
this
Raiders
is really
fan,
tough.
Yeah. So who honestly do you give the edge to here?
Let's see if he tells you what he already told me.
It is interesting because Danny G is a hip hop guy who's a Raiders fan. Yeah, that's a good one.
I feel like ever since Brady divorced with Belichick, he's been more accessible. We've seen a great side of his personality. We've seen him at lots of parties, lots of pictures. Jay-Z is a harder guy to get next to and take a picture with. So because of that, I'm going to say Jay-Z is more mammoth in that photo.
The star power.
Yeah.
He got the star power. He keeps the mystique. He's got more mystique now. That's a great point. All right, so we'll let you guys decide too. At Covino and Rich, we're live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. And we still got more to talk about, Rich.
I want to talk about this J.D. Davis story.
Yeah.
It has to do with being put in a situation to fail versus being put in a situation to succeed. We've all been there in relationships and jobs, and there's a baseball story we will get to next. Right here, CNR on FSR, in for Dan Patrick.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz with hundreds of customizable comfort settings. Inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all-electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE. Again, live from Mercedes-Benz Studios, it's Covino and Rich.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm hearing a goat right now. I'm hearing Biggie Smalls.
Yeah.
And if you're not hearing it, you're listening to the podcast. We appreciate it. Again, Covino and Rich, wherever you stream your podcasts. We also have a Patreon, but we're on normally 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East, Monday through Friday. So a pleasure to wake up early and be part of the Dan Patrick Hat Trick. We're here on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Again, I'm Steve Covino, just a kid from Union, New Jersey, wishing you a happy belated 4th of July. Short work week,
yeah.
Very excited about it. Rich Davis. Put the square in Franklin Square, Long Island. He's
yeah,
out there
buddy.
In Texas right now.
Woo!
And we're having fun on a Wednesday that feels like a Monday. Danny G, it's always fun to work with Joel, Dan Beyer. Spot on the videos at Covino and Rich, and we're live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. And I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome, Rich. And I've been a member since 95, by the way.
You have been.
The end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you earned. Everything you earned doubled. Cash back from tips, restaurants, all doubled. Seriously, see terms? Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
Now, Covino, before we get to this J.D. Davis story.
Your cousin.
That I think is just super relatable to everyone in relationships, work, life, and everything. I do want to bring up one thing I just saw on social media. As I was checking our poll, which, by the way, still has people thinking Tom Brady.
No, you're going to continue this debate, and Joel has been back and forth five times. He said he's convinced now it's Jay-Z. 2 minutes prior, he said it was Tom Brady.
Well, you know what? Because the thing is, we have, you know, people that are listening to our show on Fox Sports Radio, a lot of big sports fans. So I could see why it's leaning Tom Brady, but it's close. So, hey, vote, play along, hit us up at Covino and Rich. And while I was on social media, you know how our buddy Andrew Dice Clay will do these weird, embarrassing videos where he goes up to a younger person that clearly doesn't know him?
Yeah.
And he'll do this whole, like, hey, you want a picture with me? Don't be embarrassed.
Picture with me?
And the people are like, I don't even know who you are. And he's like, it's okay. Don't be shy. And he does these really awkward videos.
So funny, he does.
Right below a tweet from him, I saw Steve Guttenberg, I guess. Did we follow him at some point? We followed the Goots?
I mean, who doesn't, right? I guess. I don't know.
Steve Guttenberg, Police Academy fame. He was, you know what he was on recently? Remember that show about The Rock in Vegas, football related? What was that show on HBO? Ballers. Remember that show?
Yeah.
The Goots said he's in L.A. and he did an experiment this morning where he said good morning to everyone he passed.
Yeah.
And he said 80% of the people looked at him like, why are you saying good morning to me? He's like, just a reminder. Yeah. He's like, just a reminder. Just be a good person. Like when someone says good morning or hello, don't be confused. Why are we confused by just kindness nowadays?
Never heard of him.
Steve Guttenberg.
Big Goots.
Yeah,
3 minutes
sure.
A baby Joel. Come on.
Nice guy. Nice guy.
So this J.D. Davis story we wanted to bring up, I just find it wild how sports fans could hate on a guy that's no longer on the team when he's speaking just truth. That's the part of this that bothers me.
He spoke on his time with your Mets, Rich, and he said that the instability with the Mets is what affected his career. The changing of managers and hitting coaches was part of the reason for his 248, 344, 18 slash line, saying that because it was so unstable, the instability didn't help him. And we've seen that with so many of our friends in just their regular career.
I mean, like, Covino, he said, it wasn't only me. There were a lot of guys in that clubhouse that felt like they were in, quote, survival mode. Davis pinpointed the Mets firing hitting coach Chili Davis only 22 games into the season at a pivotal point in a lot of the development of some of the younger players. And then he was just hinting at, like, he's never been part of a team where if he hit a home run, he'd be on the bench the next day. He's like, they weren't playing the hot hand. Like, he just felt it was unconventional, and he can never really get in the zone. He was never set up to succeed. And I think we've all felt that way in a relationship or a job or something where it's like, yo, you're not putting me in a good position to really win right now.
Yeah, not being put in a position to succeed. It's so key. And then you see the flip side in sports where people are immediately put in a great situation to win, right? Like the Derek Jeters of the world steps into the league and he wins a World Series. You see it in football. Some people get a great opportunity to play for a great organization. And then there's guys like, I mean, he was his own worst enemy, but it was not like Johnny Manziel was in position to succeed, really, right? It's not like he was with – it was his job to change the organization at that point. So, like, where you end up could determine whether or not you last long in the league. And he felt being on the Mets and the way they were switching around management didn't put him in a good situation or position
and even,
to win.
He even said things like, hey, one day he's playing first base, then he's third base, then now stick him in the outfield. He's playing half the time. And he said he would have a good game, get a couple hits, hit a bomb. He wasn't in the lineup the next day. You can never really get in a groove. And then the DH, you know, entered the National League and they tried that. And it's just a case of fans.
They're not excuses, but they're reasons. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and a lot of fans have the wrong approach where they're like, yeah, he's just mad because he sucked for the Mets. He didn't suck. J.D. Davis was a guy that, you know, the Mets sort of passed on and ended up with Vogelbach.
Hey, dude, it's happened in our career. We've been doing this a long time.
Vogelbach.
And I feel like as grateful as I am, and everything happens for a reason, as Fred Durst says in that great song.
Reason.
Everything
reason.
Happens for a reason.
For a reason.
You know, we ended up here and it all worked out. But I feel like we were in some other situations where we weren't put in position to succeed. And I think the lesson or reminder is also to get everything in writing. Not everyone's playing professional sports. But if you're working at a job and you're getting a handshake agreements and we'll shake on it, and these promotions never happen is because
I can't help you this time, but next year we'll make sure you get that double bonus. And then your boss leaves and you're like, yeah, you know, the old boss said he would give me a double bonus. It happened to Spot.
It happened to our buddy Spot so many times where he got the handshake agreement from a boss that got let go, and now he's working for a new guy starting all over again. It happened to us as a show time and time again. Spike, you could speak on that.
Yeah, you get these promises and have these discussions. It's like you get comfortable with someone, they see what you're capable of, and right when they're ready to like move you along, they're gone, and you have to make a whole new relationship with somebody else.
And Rich, you talked about being buried in a lineup or something like that. We were very grateful, extremely grateful, to have an opportunity at ESPN when we had our TV show, but they buried us late at night. I mean, how many people watched our TV show? I'm glad to have had the opportunity. No one could ever take that away.
Sounds like it got out just in time, though.
Yeah, and it led us here, you know, so it was very integral as part of our career and our resume and our life. But did we really have a chance to succeed when they buried us late at night?
No, not at all. And J.D. Davis of the Mets, now obviously the Giants, saying that, hey, listen, then at one point they're like, hey, you're only going to you're only facing left-handed pitchers moving forward, and then like, oh, wait a minute, now you're going to face righties too. If you have an unstable situation with a boss, management, your job, a relationship, you're never going to put out your best product and be the best version of you in a marriage, in a job, or anything. So, you know, you wonder why people leave jobs or get out of relationships. Sometimes you're set up to fail. You're just not the best you, and it happens
in sports.
Set
yourself up to succeed.
Correct. See, there's a message today.
There you go.
Have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Arrivederci, baby.
We will see you in the promised land. Thanks,
Goodbye.
Guys.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.